You are listening to Figuring Shit Out with Dr. Nikki Naradin, where you can finally get yourself out of that state of confusion. Confusion is the stealer of dreams, and move into some clarity so that you can really like live your passion, your hope, your dream, anything you ever wanted. It's all possible. You could feel better really, really quickly. All right, enjoy the episode. Hello, 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 my lovely friends. It's Dr. Nikki here, and you're listening to Figuring Shit Out with me. And I love it. I love figuring shit out with you guys. I'm so excited. There are so many wonderful and new listeners, and I really just appreciate sharing this information and realizing that we're kind of all figuring shit out together, no matter what age we are. And the more I talk to people and the more I live this life, I realize that everybody somehow believes they should have figured out something that they didn't figure out yet by this particular time. All old programming, all related to expectations from either your family of origin, whatever prior generations have come by, your religion, everything. So this is such a great opportunity to realize that when we do believe that we should, and I had a whole podcast last week about stop shooting on yourself, have figured something out, just remember that most of that is not based in what you believe about your authentic self and your goodness and what life can be like or not. So we start with a commitment, which people have been telling me they've been putting on their mirror or on their refrigerator or in their phone, in their notes, whatever it is, but just have it available for you as the possibility. And I am an example of what is possible. That is why I do this, so that as I go, you go, that you are not going by yourself and that we all go together and that there's enough pieces of the pie for us to all have what it is that we're looking for and want. That doesn't mean that some circumstances aren't harder or not, but we do get to decide what we think about it, and we do get to decide how we're going to move forward, either in our own mind or within the space we're in. And luckily, if you're listening to this podcast, you have some ability to do that your circumstances are actually okay enough, given the constraints of your own brain, to actually move forward whatever you want to move forward. So from this moment on, I joyfully promise to never give up on my goals and dreams. I choose to remember always that the whole world is mine to explore, and I need never be alone in figuring it out and making it just right. That I was born worthy and lovable without condition, and whatever brought me to this place is just the journey to my present and future self, and not the sum total of who I am or who I will become. So remember, every journey you're on, you either get the result you want or the lessons you need. And it is so much better serving to you to actually decide that no matter what is going on, that there is something to learn from this. Like, what is the message that you're getting about what's happening and what you need to do, what you need to do and what you need to know? Like understanding that there's something to be learned there. Like, what am I learning here? Is such a useful question. And I think everything is about the questions we're asking ourselves. So if you're asking yourself a question, why is this happening to me? Then you give all the power to everything external to yourself in order to make you feel whatever it is that you feel. And you lose all your strength. So the so much better question is, what am I being shown here? What am I supposed to learn here? Where am I pivoting or not? Or am I just allowing this to unfold and see what happens. And maybe this is the time where I get to work on dealing with hard feelings or dealing with things around me that are difficult. Whatever it is, it's all about the questions that you're asking yourself, whether you gain your power or you lose your power. And I love that because you could decide to ask different questions. So, A Course in Miracles, and I was thinking about this because we're kind of on the part in A Course in Miracles that is related to God, and people, like I said, have very mixed relationships with God. But remember that, you get to decide what you make that mean, and that if you are struggling even with the word God, then you get to look back at where God has disappointed you, or where it was shoved in your face in a way that didn't make sense, that you weren't interested in pursuing, or that felt somewhat oppressive. So I, like I said, I like to use the word God as the generating, organizing, and delivering power of the universe. Please feel free to decide what it is that you make it mean. But this lesson kind of piggybacks to the prior lesson where you see God in yourself. And now the idea is that my holiness envelops everything I see. So not only do you have it in you, but the fact that you consider yourself whole and not separate from the rest of the world, then you get to bring that world in as you see it from that place of unseparateness, that place from wholeness or holiness. Now, I know it's spelled differently, but I really like that idea about being whole, that I am a complete person, unconditionally deserving of love, and I am part of a larger system that also is unconditionally deserving of love, whether it be the people around us, whether it be the earth, whether it be the universe, whatever it is, that everybody actually has that within them. And when I look out in that way, I see much more different things. Like I don't feel so separate from the world, and I don't feel so resistant. And I love that word resistant. Like, so we're resistant to anything that's going around on around us because we're trying to not feel bad. So once we can kind of handle our feelings, we can handle anything. So now you're asked to see the world through the eyes of your holiness, as a source of whatever you think is divine within yourself, rather than your ego, which is the thing that keeps you very separate from other people. You're either divided or separate, or together or whole. So start looking today around and imagine yourself as a person who feels whole and somewhat divinely inspired and entitled to full unconditional love of yourself, and put that out to other people, and then see how you interact, because the interactions will look different. Everybody is not an enemy at this point. They're another part of ourselves that somehow have to heal in whatever way they heal, and it needs to be figured out. So there is so much going on with me right now. I am almost divorced. I've got the mediation papers, and I'm about to sign them and have them notarized, and I have lots of feelings about that. But I was thinking about something because I was watching The Bachelorette with my roommate Catherine and with my soon-to-be bonus ex-husband. And we watched The Bachelorette every Tuesday night. And they were doing Hometown. And in Hometown, you meet the bachelor's family. And it was really interesting to me how everybody is so worried about somebody breaking their children's heart. And I'm also assuming breaking your own heart. Like it's not only about other people, but I'm sure that that's something that you don't necessarily want to feel. And so it's almost like I talk about that pre-traumatic stress syndrome where you are trying to save your heart. So essentially just not feel anything, or maybe even break it earlier, in a way that you think is probably more palatable to you. break your heart by not loving enough or whatever it is, before it ever even happens, like you are protecting. So you're creating an environment where you almost feel contentious to the bachelorette, Chastity, who I love. I think she's so fantastic. And you're creating a division or a almost like a distrust of her because you're worried about the heart of your child or the heartbreaking. I mean, basically, you're worrying about a feeling there, the feeling of heartbreak. Whereas I was looking at it and thinking, wow, you get to love so fully. Like, what an experience to love that much. I've never experienced that before. And I thought about that because I've really had loves that were meant to be. And I would say I wrote a song recently, like it was meant to be, but not meant to last. But they were great for the time that it was. And the person I married was the right person and completely lovable. But I didn't have the ability to allow myself to love in that electric, still vibrating, I want to be with this person kind of way. And I feel like I've done myself and the other people around me a disservice, but I'm watching other people trying to protect their hearts so much rather than trusting their ability to handle any feeling and get over a heartbreak and even learn something from it. And I was thinking about why we're so scared to have our heart broken. I mean, I know that it feels bad, but are we unrecoverable from it? Like, do we not trust ourselves and the people around us, or do we just not want to deal with it ourselves? And then I was thinking, God, I want to love until it hurts. But why is it that I'm so scared to do that? And I realized that I was scared to do that because I fear that I would lose myself in some way. And I've always really been worried about losing myself. And somehow losing myself is kind of equivalent to, falling apart, going crazy, having mental health struggles. Like, it's amazing how my brain works. And, I was a person who had a lot of family members that really had lots of psychiatric diagnosis. And I had made a decision really, really early on that I was never going to be crazy. It's amazing that a really young person can make that decision. And I think part of not being crazy is that I couldn't love that much. Like, I couldn't have too much emotion really about anything. So I really, really want for this next chapter in my life to love fully and to fall hard and to love enough that I might even have a heartbreak. So, of course, in figuring shit out fashion, I had to come up with the five ways of loving until it hurts without losing yourself. I know, I can't believe that I actually come up with this stuff, but it's going to be in the show notes and I'm going to send out, a newsletter. If you want to get on my newsletter, please write to me or come to my website, drnikkinaridan.com, drnikkinaridan.com, or get in touch with me at nikki@drnikkinaridan.com. But anyway, so loving until it hurts without losing yourself. So the first thing, the first step is congratulate yourself on loving so fully, bask in the feeling that you have, allow those feelings until you can't. Just try to quantify them, like see where they are. Like, where are you feeling it? Like, are your cells vibrating or not? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is there a color related to it? Like really allow yourself to feel those feelings because they are the feelings of electricity and being alive. And if you can recall those feelings at any moment in your life about anything that you're doing or anything you're looking at, then you will be so inspired to go after your goals and dreams because these are inspirational feelings. So congratulate yourself for having them. Step number two, embrace your independence. Know that you can actually have those feelings for other things that you're doing, other interests, other priorities. Really like embrace the wonderful things that you do. Healthy relationships enhance your life and bring your authentic self out so you can love fully and have that electric feeling and still do some independent things. And if you can't do any independent things, you've You've got to question a little bit, like what's going on there and why. Step number three, keep your friends and your support system. If you're that excited, it is so exciting to share it with your friends. Share the love. Don't sit around thinking, oh my God, I'm boring them. I shouldn't tell them about this anymore. I mean, maybe don't like talk all the time about that. Let them talk about the wonderful things going on in their life as well. But keep your support system and enjoy and bask in those good feelings with them as well. But also, when you have your people around, if things do fall apart, they will be around as well. And also, you just enhance your relationship with them and you keep who you are as a person. Number four, communicate open and honestly about what you want, but also about your boundaries. Like, don't do anything that you are not interested and willing to do because you are afraid of losing that loving feeling. You will continue to have the loving feeling even more when you are completely true to yourself. And a boundary is something that you set and that you keep, not that somebody else doesn't respect. Like I think that's an interesting thing because we want all other people to respect our boundaries, and if they don't, we somehow feel betrayed. But really, they're just doing their thing. So you respect your boundary, and if you decide, listen, I go out with my girlfriends every Wednesday night. Well, for me, I have my girlfriends over every Friday night, and we have a movie night. And I would expect that if I were in a relationship, even one that has my cells vibrating beyond belief, that that person would understand that every Friday night I see my ladies. And if they start pulling crap like, oh, if you loved me, you would see me, or whatever it is, then you've got to question that. Keep that boundary and keep it 100% of the time, because if you don't, then people will understand that they can cross them, or they think that they're lax, or that you don't respect them, whatever. Step number five, practice self-care. And don't let it go by the wayside. So, all those things that you do for yourself that make your life go better, like for me, my morning routine, I'm journaling in the morning. I'm doing some kind of meditative breathing practice. I high five myself in the mirror every day about how appreciative I am to be put in this body in this particular time in history and all of the wonderful things that I have been doing. I am acknowledging them and appreciating them and not looking at the wrinkles on the sides of my eyes and not looking at where I broke out or wherever. All right. So those are the five steps. They will be in the show notes. I love you guys. As I go, you go. We can figure this out together. If you need more support in figuring it out, please get in touch with me at my website, drnikkinarrodin.com, or at email me, Nikki at drnikkinarrodin.com, and we can work together. I don't have a ton of time right now. I am working in Alaska, which is great, and things are going wonderful, but I will make time if we are a good fit together. All right. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. Hey, everybody, if you want to work with me and really figure shit out, get unstuck and off the emotional roller coaster and heading towards your passion, and I know you can, get in contact with me and let's work together. It'll be worth it for the life of your dreams. Okay, you can get in touch with me at Nikki at drnikkinarrodin.com. That's Nikki at drnikkinerretin.com. Take care. Love you guys.